gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets. Heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station, this is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Karen Vance.
Here to answer your training questions, your agility questions, and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There is no better way to bond with your cat than with a treat. And VitaCraft Lick and Lap is the way to go. It's a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that your cats will fall in love with. And you can get it at VitaCraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. I'm very proud to say SCOE 10X is back with this. It is the only odor eliminator that I recommend because I know it works because I have cats. And you can only buy it online. And it's 100% money-back guarantee. You just go to SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Also, don't forget Good Pets food, supplements, and treats. Give your dog a healthier life. Enter the code PETS in the promo box and get 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. And Workman Publishing, HashitBookGroup.com. If you're looking for a 2026 calendar of animals, you can get it there. This is Talkin' Pets.
I'm following mom all around the house. I'm following mom all around the house. I'm following mom from room to room. Wherever she goes, I go too. I'm following mom.
She goes, I'm there.
I'm following mom all around the house. I'm following mom all around the house. I'm following mom.
So, dog parenting, illustrated guide to understanding, training, and bonding with your best friend. Joining us now in this hour is going to be Dr. Amy Pike. Lifelong love of animals led her to become a veterinarian and get board certified in behavior medicine. Dr. Pike speaks all over the world about veterinary behavior medicine and has been published in numerous veterinary journals and clinical textbooks. In addition, she mentors the next generation of behavior residents in her private practice and is a clinical instructor for the veterinary school at Virginia Tech. Elizabeth Mullen, also one of the authors of the book, parents four colorful canines and primarily coaches dog parents in Washington, D.C., although her on-site tutoring reaches as far as Warsaw, Poland. Way to go. That's where my family's from. She loves tending to her garden and wild bird friends. During the downtime from her firm, Dog Latin, Elizabeth jaunts off to nearby beaches and the rolling hills of West Virginia. I want to welcome on to the program right now the authors of Dog Parenting, Dr. Amy Pike and Elizabeth Mullen. How you doing?
Thanks, John. We're good. Hi, good. John. Thanks for having us on. I'm so privileged. You've had so many great guests.
We've been doing it a long time. We've been 35 years on the air, and you know I'm proud of that. That's almost unheard of in national radio, but a very,
exactly.
Very long time.
1990, correct?
Yeah, actually, that's when we started. It's funny because
yeah,
Lexi...
Yeah, my daughter was born.
Lexi and I were just talking about that, is like, you know, what the show means to me personally. It's like a way of giving back and, You know, it's very important to me, and I love the show, and I love doing it, and we try to help as many people as we can, and we also try to make them laugh and be entertained as well. So it's a process that we do, but I want to introduce you to Lexi and then also Karen here in the studio.
Hi.
Hello.
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 So we each got a copy of your book, and everybody's thumbing through it, so I'm going to start off with... I'm going to start off with is that you have a... You have another author involved with the book, Tara, correct?
Tara, and she is one of the most wonderful, I don't even like to call us trainers, but she is, we're coaches. We're coaching dogs, but more importantly, we're coaching dog parents. And Tara has so much shelter experience and really gets dogs and dog parents and what they get frustrated with. So we were so lucky to have her.
So I want to open it up if anybody has a question or a comment. We do have Dr. Amy in with us as well as Elizabeth, and we're open to your questions. If you've got a medical question while they're on or a behavior question, a training question, pick up the phone and give us a call. Plus, they're giving us a couple of books to give away on the air, so we'll be doing that as
Yay.
Well.
I have a question. I have a corgi, and I do use a harness with her, but she is the worst puller when I try to take her for a walk. And I don't know how to, like, not make her... Once we get halfway through the walk, she calms down because she's tired herself out. But how do I make her not pull? Like, what's the best, like, solution for that? Because I don't want to, like... I thought about getting one of those things that you put around, like, their muzzle, kind of, so when they pull it, brings their head down. I don't know if that's like the right thing to do either.
That's a great question. So the first thing to remember is the walk is for the dog, not for us, right? And so if she wants to pull and sniff and, you know, go check her pee mail, then let her do that. As you noted, halfway through the walk, she is totally comfortable and ready to, like, you know, slow down. And so the other thing we can do is make our, like, being near us much more interesting. So, you know, if she is wanting to pull, that means she wants to go do things. So we have to be pretty exciting. So have treats near your pocket and give her a nice cookie, a reward for staying by your side. And that we have to be a little bit more exciting than what's out there for her to pull for. But honestly, like I said, I think the walk is for the dog, not for us.
So a question for the both of you, when you're dealing with a dog and you're walking the dog and they tend to pull like that, what do you recommend, one, as what, a harness or a collar, or what do you recommend to put on the dog? And also, so people know, Dr. Amy, what damage could pulling like that do to a dog's throat area?
Yeah. So we definitely recommend either a harness or a well-conditioned head collar. So you know, you mentioned the pulling and, you know, using like a head collar, like a gentle leader or a haltie. Those are great tools, but they have to be conditioned. So they can't, we don't want them to be aversive to the dog. And so, you know, doing a no pull harness is good because, again, things like a choke collar or a pinch collar can cause damage to very important structures in the neck there, such as your trachea or your esophagus, and so we want to try and avoid those types of tools.
Oh, yeah, that's why I definitely got her the harnesses, because she pulls so bad.
Excellent.
It was so bad.
Excellent.
Can I just add how we could even break it down a little bit more?
It's all yours.
Yeah, so since your corgis pulled a while, they've all, you know, they've been reinforced. They're like, you know, whatever, this works. So but everything that Dr. Pike said, you may need to even break it down smaller depending how long your corgis pulled. So sometimes I got a 12 to 15. I don't want to get too long, but leash, kind of that bio thing, kind of rubbery material so it doesn't get all the leaves and everything on it. And I kind of work with walking up and down the leash just so walking is no pull. Like, there's just no tension. And as Dr. Pike said, you are making yourself more interesting. You're checking in with your dog. Your dog looks at you. You can mark and say yes. But where you feed is so important. Feed a little bit behind your leg, and you're it's going to, over time, draw your dog back a little. Like, you know, my mom's going to say yes, but she always feeds, like, there. So I shouldn't be this far away.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought, too. We'll continue on. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with Dr. Amy Pike and Elizabeth Mullen, authors of Dog Parenting. Over the break, if someone wants to call, and when the lines ring, we'll let Sydney pick a line, and you're going to win a copy of the book Dog Parenting. Once again, the number 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. Or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
I'm sitting on the sofa like a beagle and I'm all alone. Just wishing and a hoping and a praying my mama comes home through that door.
And I'm sitting on the puppy bed down here on the floor. Just waiting for my mama to come back home.
I just heard a little noise outside. What could be going on? Could it be mine? But I hope you're right. We've been waiting super long. What if it's mine? Oh, what if it's mine? I've been sitting on the sofa like a beagle and I'm all alone.
Like a beagle.
Just wishing and a hoping and a praying my mama comes home.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We're speaking with Dr. Amy Pike and Elizabeth Mullen, authors of Dog Parenting, An Illustrated Guide to Understanding, Training, and Bonding with Your Best Friend. And a copy of the book is going out to Grant in Spokane, Washington. Congratulations, Grant. You know, the one thing I like about the book, too, is that it's almost like a pocketbook. I mean, it's a little bigger than the pocket, but it's like you can take it with you anywhere.
I thought the same thing. It's like a perfect little handheld thing.
I'm going to go in jeans. I'm not wearing jeans, but it looks like it would fit jeans pockets perfectly.
It's a good size. I like the size. So how long did it take the three of you to put the book together?
Oh, gosh. I feel like this is a labor of love over years, but it was pretty quick because we wanted it to be a very easy reference. And so, you know, it was quick to put together, and I think it's a quick read, too.
So I got to ask you.
It was quick after we got the book deal.
Yeah,
would call and send chapters, and we have done some wonderful infographics with Lily Chin, who also has a book called Doggy Language by the same publisher, and she let us use some of the graphics we did to kind of illustrate our concept of the book. And everyone said, you're stupid. You're never going to get a book deal that way. It's like a 1% chance. But we did it.
And your publisher, is it Hoshit Book Group?
Yep. Yeah, it's Summersdale Publishing, which is a division of Hatchet, yeah.
You know, it's funny because with Workman Publishing and Hoshit Books, I was told it was said Hoshit.
You're probably correct.
I don't know. I'm never correct on pronunciations, but that's what they told me to say it. But we work with them on giving away some calendars on the show and everything, and they have great calendars. And I like the fact that they are still, you know, doing a great job with publishing books as well. Your book is amazing. But based on the song we were listening to, I got to ask you a question on dogs waiting for mom to come home. Do you think, do dogs have a sense of time when, because it always seemed, and the same thing, I've got cats, and it's the same thing with my cats. It's like they always seem to know whether they hear the car or keys or whatever it is, but they're always there by that door when you're walking in the front door from work or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, dogs definitely, and cats too, have a sense of time. Now we don't know exactly how long that time equates to, you know, so we don't know if there's a difference between us being gone for like 2 hours or 8 hours for like a full work day. But as we know from the patients that Beth and Tara and I treat every single day, there are definitely dogs and cats that know that their parents are gone and, you know, are stressed about that departure.
Mm-hmm. Do you think daylight savings time affects them?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Big
so
yes.
It kind of throws them off.
It throws them off their routine because it throws their people off.
Right.
And they are reading cues from their people, just like you said, like can dogs tell when we're coming home? Yes, they can hear the key in the door. They know the sound of your engine versus a neighbor's. There's some thought that they can, your smell lingers and it dissipates for so long, and then
you ranter. Like, so they are masters of schedules. So, yeah. Not good for anyone.
So the book is called Dog Parenting. You can find it in bookstores. I would imagine you can find it online, like Amazon and all. But we are giving away a couple copies of the book. So the next caller that comes in and Sydney picks up on at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, will get a complimentary copy of the book from Amy, Elizabeth, and Tara. So call now, and the book is yours, 818-818-6401. But while they're on with us, Dr. Amy and Elizabeth are here if you have a question as well. And I'm curious, because on the stuff that I got from your publisher about the book, there was one highlighted, and it was toilet training. Now, automatically, my mind went to an actual toilet. Like I use. But I would imagine it's like toilet training, meaning outside?
House training.
For dogs, most often.
And it was just, it's so funny that you brought that up, John, because this is where working with a publisher in a different country. So I try not to say treats because that implies so many things. You know, they're just snacks. They're calories, right? We're just allocating calories in our dog's life for training till they become habits, and we're not trying to starve our dogs or anything. But I try not to just use the word snacks. I would say tidbits. And when we got the edits back, it was titbits. And I'm like, oh, what a typo. That's so funny. And then I see, like, tidbits over and over and over. Yeah, we can't live with that.
It's funny,
but
because
we compromise on toiletry.
It's funny because with European wording, I notice, too, when I'm like picking stories for the show and I get a story out of, you know, the British Columbia, like the way they spell things and pronounce things are so different than what we do. So there is a difference in that. So in my mind, as an American, when it was toilet training, I thought, wow, okay, they could train a cat to go on the toilet. Can you train a dog to go on the toilet?
Can you?
That's a question.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It would
be tough, I would imagine. But the one thing...
Like the tidbits. So I was like, okay, let's just don't push back on the term toilet training if we want to.
Well, hold on to that thought, because
I've
got a question for you on a caller last week that called about training, and the dog was going to the bathroom in the house. And I want to hear your technique about getting them to go outside. But hold on to that. We'll be right back. And if anybody has a question or a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Congratulations to Karen in Myrtle Point, Oregon, getting a copy of the book. Over this break, we'll give another one away. So if somebody wants to call, Sydney will pick up a line, and the book will be yours. 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
Just waiting for
Are you nearly maxed out in your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125.
800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Entries are now open for the 2025 AKC National Championship, which returns to Orlando's Orange County Convention Center, North South Concourse, this December 13th and 14th. Entries are also open for National All Breed Puppy and Junior Stakes, taking place on Friday, December 12th at the OCCC, and the AKC National Owner Handled Series Finals, which will take place on December 13th and 14th, also at the OCCC. The three premium lists of and all event updates can be found by visiting the AKC National Championship event page, akc.org. The AKC National Championship, one of the world's premier dog events, celebrates its 25th anniversary this year. It is the largest dog show in the United States and the only confirmation dog show hosted by the American Kennel Club. It annually crowns America's national champion. Many other spectacular events featuring AKC sports are held in conjunction with the national championship. The AKC Agility Invitational, the AKC Obedience Classic, the AKC Rally Champion Invitational, the Junior Handler Competitions in Confirmation, Agility, Obedience, and Rally, and Special Attraction Diving Dogs. Earlier in the week at the OCCC, spectators can also see top dogs compete in specialties and group shows, as well as in the Space Coast Kennel Club of Palm Bay, Brevard Kennel Club, and the Central Florida Kennel Club dog shows. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm your host, John Patch, and we're joined here by
Karen Vance.
And Lexi Adams.
Give us a call, 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
When mom comes home, it's the happiest feeling. I could jump through the ceiling when mom comes home.
I hear something in the driveway. That means a car is parking. I see she's coming my way, so this puppy starts a barking.
And just outside the front door, I can hear those keys a jingling. And I can't wait anymore, so this puppy starts a singing.
When mom comes home,
jump through the ceiling when mom comes home. Oh, oh, when mom comes home. Oh, 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 when mom comes home.
When
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Congratulations to Jason out there in Grants Pass, Oregon, getting a copy of the book, Dog Parenting, An Illustrated Guide to Understanding, Training, and Bonding with Your Best Friend. And it's by Dr. Amy Pike, Elizabeth Mullen, and Tara Murtag. So we were talking about toilet training, which is potty training, which could be a lot of different words. So I wanted to ask you, we had a caller last week. The dog had some, supposedly some medical issues, but the dog was geriatric. So the dog was going in the house. And she was wondering, based on what was going on with the dog didn't seem to want to, because it was old, geriatric and all, and had some issues, it did not want to go on a pee pad. And we think it might have been because the dog was always used to going outside. But the problem now, it wasn't able to make itself outside before it would go. Any solutions there? We did recommend a grass pad, but can you think of anything else that might be of knowledge for her?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of dogs have a substrate preference. So if it was used to going outside on the grass, I think a grass patch inside is an amazing option. But, you know, the other thing, too, is we have to think about our pets and their ability to access, right? Like this dog can't get outside, so maybe we carry it outside, or maybe we put it in a stroller and take it to its preferred location to go to the bathroom. So we just have to make accommodations as they get older.
What about, we always see a lot of dogs and we get a lot of calls about anxiety issues, especially separation anxiety, where, you know, the dog is so used to you being there. And during COVID, all the animals seemed to get used to the parents being there. And then when people went back to work, there is a lot of separation anxiety problems. And then a lot of people were giving up their dogs, which is sad to say. But any recommendations for separation anxiety?
So many options.
I think Amy or Dr. Pike would have to make a diagnosis for that. A trainer cannot do that, although we definitely see separation anxiety. And a lot of it is we have to break down the behavior and get them used to just being independent inside the home as you walk around. Give a cue, come back to them, cue them again, leave, just so they know that you're coming back. But true separation anxiety is often such an emotional issue. Dr. Pike can take it from here because it usually needs medication.
Yeah.
Here, you know, just seriously, because they're having it such a difficult time.
Yeah. And I got a question on that,
disorder.
Too. Dr. Pike, I have a question for you on that. Do you think CBD is overused? I mean, because it seems to be everywhere and in everything.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, the research is not there when it comes to CBD and behavior. So not only do we find that, you know, it probably is not very effective, but also can have long-term issues. So just because it's a natural product doesn't mean that there are not systemic side effects. And so we've seen, you know, increases in liver enzymes. And so it's definitely something that you want to talk to your veterinarian about because as far as behavior is concerned, the evidence just isn't there.
Good point. So with this book, when they purchase this book, what would you both say they will get out of actually having this book in their hand?
You'll start communicating with your dog. Training, I want to replace the word training with feedback. And you think about it, and I'm not trying to compare dogs to children, but when we're trying to acclimate another creature to new surroundings, new people, places, things, the yes feedback instead of constantly saying no, 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 which is like, it doesn't give any information to your dog on what to do. So simply looking at something that might be concerning to them, a yes feedback followed by a little tidbit in the UK, it's just like, okay, I got this, I got you, we're in this together. And
we just, as dog parents, need to anticipate things that, situations that could be new, novel, scary, exciting to our dogs.
I noticed you guys in the book use the yes theory quite a bit.
We're big on yes.
That's okay with me. So, again, I recommend this book, Dog Parenting. I always recommend when it comes to feedback with your dog, you want to make sure that, you know, you have a book like Dog Parenting in your hand when you're working with them. The one thing that, and I have a feeling that, Elizabeth, you'll probably agree with me, is when somebody goes and gets a puppy or even an older dog, that all of a sudden they bring the dog home and then they kind of release it or into the house with no feedback or anything for the dog. So
correct. Yeah.
They need not. It's like getting a baby go into the kitchen all by itself when the oven's on and everything else. am I right?
And dogs, exactly. Especially dogs coming out of rescue shelters. Dogs like kind of enclosed spaces, and I get it. Some dogs might not like crates, but you can kind of do a crateless area that looks cozy. But they've been through a lot of change, and this is a people's perspective. They're like, well, this is a great home. You're out of the shelter. I know you love us. And your dog will, but they need some time to decompress. They don't know, you know, where they're ending up. Just go slow. Let's make them feel safe. That's the big thing. And everything follows from there. Mm-hmm. But just realize they've been through tons of changes already. And think about us, like, going through COVID, everybody, how anxious we were because we couldn't predict anything.
Right.
You know, these dogs ending up in homes, they can't predict the next move.
Well, I will say, you know, this is a fascinating book, and there's so much that I can get into on it. And it's a lot of things that, of course, that we touch on, you know, every weekend when we do Talk in Pets. But I want to say congratulations to all three of you on putting a great book together.
Thank you.
With great information. And these are some of my favorite books. I love when there are, like, medical books on, you know, all about illnesses and, like, basically curing things and so on and so forth. And I love feedback, or like some people say, training books, about how to make sure that your dog behaves and does what it's supposed to do. So congratulations on putting it out. And, you know, Karen and I were talking a little bit about, you know, books these days, because of modern technology, you see more people, like, maybe with a Kindle it's called or whatever, they read there, which obviously I don't. But I like to have the actual book in my hand. It's like a newspaper. I like to have the newspaper in my hand. So having a book like this in my hand that I could pick up at any time, and, you know, I don't have to worry about it being charged, because I don't have to charge this book. I just can read it when I pick it up. So Dog Parenting. Go ahead.
Absolutely. No, I was just going to say, by the end of chapter one, you've got two cues down with your dog. This is like a how-to, let's get down, let's do it. You don't need to hear about me, my experience. We are just helping you parent your dog.
And the chapter one is The Power of Yes, Y-E-S. So enjoy the book for the people that have won it. I recommend you go out and get the book. Again, you can find it in bookstores. You can find it online. Dog Parenting. A How to Train Your Dog book that is modern, compassionate, fun, and easy to follow. That was a quote from Lily Chin, and it is an illustrated guide to understanding, training, and bonding with your best friend. And thank you so much, Dr. Amy and Elizabeth, for joining us here on the show. It was a huge pleasure.
Oh, we're honored. Thank you.
I look forward to your next one, and you got to let me know when it comes out.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye. Once again, that's the authors of the book, Dog Parenting. Go out and get it. Congratulations to the ones that won it. You're going to enjoy it. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
818-818-6401 is our number. If you've got questions, 818-818-6401. Karen Vance is in the house, here to answer your behavior and your training questions for the rest of the show, and we want to talk with you. This is Talkin' Pets.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought health care to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE, number 10X.com.
As the AKC Canine Health Foundation celebrates 30 years of advancing canine health, we are proud to launch a new tradition that looks boldly towards the future, the Canine Health Discovery of the Year Award. This prestigious honor celebrates the single most transformative recent scientific breakthrough improving the health and well-being of dogs. The Discovery Award welcomes nominations from across the globe, scientific communities, underscoring CHF's belief that meaningful innovation transcends borders, disciplines, and funding sources. To learn more about the award, visit www.akcchf.org. Beginning the week of October 13th, we'll announce the 8 semifinalists, followed by the finalists in November. And culminated. With the winner revealed on December 11th, 2025, at CHF's Canine and Cocktails Gala in Orlando, Florida. This award was created to honor true breakthroughs, discoveries that fundamentally shift what's possible, not just in incremental progress. As we enter the next 30 years, it stands as a symbol of CHF's commitment to inspire funding and celebrating the science that transforms the lives of dogs everywhere. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
I feel good. Super fly, super good. Shoulda, coulda, knew I would. Super fly, super fresh. Well, ask your mama, she's impressed. Super fly.
That's what you call live radio.
I've never seen this word in my whole life. I have to look it up. I don't even know what it means.
I want to give a shout out on Facebook Live. If you want to watch or listen on there, you can as well. To my nephew Matt, also to our friend Kim, and of course to Darla. Hi, Darla. So a big shout out to you guys there at Talkin' Pets Radio. That's our social media. But Karen.
Yes.
I got a question for you.
All right.
So why, when you are walking your dog, it seems like your dog, even I couldn't imagine myself peeing this much, but every time you're like going past a certain area, ironically a fire hydrant or a tree or whatever, your dog seems to have to pee on it.
Yes.
It's called overmarking, correct? Where they're peeing over someone else's
pee? I just
pee?
Call it marking because, you know, any fire hydrant has already been marked and it's going to be marked again and it's going to be marked again and again. Overmarking, I've actually never heard that term, but sure, I'm sure that's fine.
Basically, they call it overmarking the urine of an other dogs. The social status thing, basically. The higher status individuals overmark or overpee lower status dogs. So are they're showing their authority over that
they
dog?
They overpee all dogs. It doesn't matter your status. If someone has marked this fire hydrant, someone else is coming along to mark over it, yes.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, hey, I've been here?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been here. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So what happens when you, like, sometimes you'll see a female dog that lifts a back leg when peeing?
It happens. It happens.
That's kind of bizarre.
It happens.
Well,
it's less embarrassing than a boy who squats all the time.
That's true.
Well, I don't know. Have you been in the men's room of anywhere?
No.
I haven't.
Sometimes it's a lot cleaner.
I've just had that on the end of the leash, and it's like I would rather have a female lifting her leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I really would.
Men's rooms are not exactly the cleanest you'll ever walk into.
Neither are women.
Neither are the ladies.
But anyway, on that note, But what about when it seems like your dog wants to pee everywhere? When you're walking them, should you let them? Because I think it might be more irritating to us as humans to deal with it than what the dog wants to do is to say, hey, I'm here. I'm the one on top here. I need to pee on this because I smell that other dog pee. Mm-hmm. Do we let them do it or do we pull them away from it?
It depends what you're doing. If you're walking to accomplish something, if you're just going out to pee and you've got 5 minutes, you don't have time for this, mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't let them do it. It mm-hmm. might be the dog's walk, but the dog wouldn't have a home without me, so I'm a little a little stubborn that way. You're fortunate to have me running your life.
So you're showing that you're the top peer.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. You should be, though. You should be the alpha in your household.
I agree. I don't disagree.
I took my dog out today, my dog Ness, who's a corgi, and she poops like 5 times on our walk, and I do it to the point where I walk her just in the middle of the road pretty much because I don't want her to keep pooping in people's yard. She doesn't care. She'll poop right in the middle of the road. Stop and poop in the road.
She poops that much?
But she poops so much. Not when I take her out. She's fine and she won't like poop in the house or anything, but if we go for a walk, she will literally poop at least twice, if not 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm. It's like new locations. I don't care how good your routine is. You get them up on time. You feed them their mm-hmm. breakfast. They've done their business. You take them to a new location. In my case, it's typically a dog show.
Mm-hmm.
But you take them to a dog park or anything like that, a brand new location, they will come up with a brand new load
mm-hmm.
every time.
Yep.
Don't know how they do it.
I like that, a brand new load.
Mm-hmm. Every time. You got to make sure they're empty before you go in the ring.
I found a trick from the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, and a good friend of mine, I haven't seen her forever, but Connie, she was a breeder of Mastiffs.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And one day we were walking during the Westminster Club Dog Show before it started. We were out walking her dog, the Mastiff, and we ended up finding one area where there was actually a little tiny park with grass and everything. The place was loaded with Westminster dogs,
mm-hmm.
and they all had their dogs in this little grassy area.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen many of them bending down, doing something by their dog's butts.
Yeah.
And I was like, what in God's name is going on out here? I felt like I was like in another world. And I saw one take a match mm-hmm. and put it in the dog's behind.
What?
We use Vaseline with it, but I've never done it, but I have a friend that does it.
Yeah, I was told that the sulfur makes them go number two.
I never knew it was sulfur, to tell you the truth,
yeah.
But I figured it was just a physical item there. And
yeah, you don't light the match. I mean, yeah, just unlit match.
Yeah. And it's the flexible old cardboard kind
of. Yeah, and then you put it in there, and basically it gets the dog to go to the bathroom.
You just stick it up there and take it out?
No, they extrude it themselves.
Right. Oh, gosh. What happens if does it work for people?
You know what? I never tried.
But I'll let you know next time.
Now, red light works for people.
Okay? Now I'm curious. But yeah, so there's always different ways to get them to go, one or two. So, well, once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. Congratulations to all the winners that won a book during the hour. And don't forget, spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. If you're looking to get a dog or a cat or a pig or a chicken or whatever you're looking for, look at your local Humane Society or rescue because you know you could find them there. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And we say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.